Dave.
What, Dave?
Wake up, Dave.
I'm fucking driving. You just woke up in the passenger seat drooling.
Dave, it's episode 118, Dave.
Well, we're in Wisconsin.
I just had a foreshadowing that we're going to talk about a bunch of state facts and shit, Dave.
You saying that's what your dream was about or something?
Dave, I saw your future, Dave.
I told you not to shake me when I'm fucking driving.
Dave, there was a talking toad and he told me you were going to Dave Apiti the fuck out on these poor people listening.
This is the episode where I planned on, you know, sharing some information about the state that we've just been in for the last several weeks.
It might have been a talking beagle.
Fucking.
Yeah, scratch that toad thing. It was a beagle.
I'm just going to ignore you and just continue to drive. I'm going to turn the radio on.
Dave, the talking beagle also told me some dirt about Adam.
I want to be the fucking shit.
He heard me.
Well, you turned around and whispered it at him.
Well, you should probably know, Adam, that the beagle has spoken. Actually, I think it was a talking Bigfoot.
It's Dave. I'm Dave. It's Dave. It's Dave.
It's a rare condition on this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper, Dave.
Well, David Angus here, driving around the city of Sheboygan.
The grand
Angus is kind of in his own little world here.
Some people say it's even harder to find, Dave.
Sheboygan is about 50 miles north of Milwaukee.
Well, there must be some magic clue inside this gentle walls, bitch.
It might seem like we've only stayed in the southeast of the state, but we've actually been all over and we're making our way back.
All I see is a tower of dreams and a real love bursting out from everything, bitch.
I think there's like about 118,000 people or so that live in the area.
Go by.
I would say there's a lot of forests and farms everywhere in Wisconsin.
We fill our homes with happiness and cheese. And the moon may cry.
Are you done?
I don't know the word.
Okay, will you stop?
Well, I don't know the word, so yeah.
I'm pretty certain we've started the podcast.
Well, it's the Dave and Angus Experience the Musical.
And we're driving by a building here with a big mural of whales, it looks like.
There's another city that looks like Spokane, kind of boxy.
Well, we chose today to discuss a lot of facts about the state of Wisconsin as a whole.
And we picked Sheboygan because it's a wonderful word to say.
Right.
And I gotta say, I love the sing-songy nature of the accent up here.
Yeah. We're driving by the theater now, the Stephanie H. Well Theater.
Spokane and Sheboygan got the same architects, man. They're like, let's put boxes here.
Right.
Well, we've got a new area coming in. What should we do with it, you think?
Box it.
Box it. Put a fucking box there.
Yeah.
Should we put a spire there?
Might look nice.
No, fucking box it.
Well, that one's not a full box there. It's got a kind of an octagonish or whatever.
That's a box with the corners clipped. That's a, what is that, a library? That's a library.
Well, this building over here has a nice spire.
That's not a spire, Dave. That's a satellite dish and a flag.
Oh, yeah.
On top of a smaller box, stacked on top of a larger box.
Well, at least the box is a different color.
All right, this building's got some style. Spokane has a few buildings where they're like, fuck it, we're gonna box it, but we're gonna make it be a tight-ass box.
Yeah, this does look pretty.
You can fancy up a fucking box, that's for sure.
Right, well, no offense to you guys about boxes. Everything is, you know...
We get it. It's cheaper if you don't build a fucking cathedral, so...
Yeah, it is. I wonder if it'll say what this building is.
I feel like if Sheboygan has a Batman, he probably owns that building.
Right.
And he probably doesn't drive a Batmobile. He probably drives an old Cadillac.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And instead of Batman, he's like, Badger Man.
Badger Man.
The state is obsessed with badgers, and I love it.
Well, they love the University of Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, I feel like they love the mascot, but they probably hunt a lot of them fuckers, because this is a hunting state.
Yeah, a lot of forests.
They go way up to the northwest.
Yeah.
A lot of people up there claim that they got the best deer hunting in the world.
Yeah, it is not really very populated with people.
Most of the state is very small towns, like kind of like what we're driving in, but smaller.
Yeah, lots of farmland, lots of dairy farms.
And what we've gathered is there's five regions, basically.
Right, and four of them are kind of not the same as one.
Yeah, the southeastern part of Wisconsin is kick-ass, but it has some weird parts,
well,
man.
Well, in this one region, they have some like 40% of the state's population.
Yeah, and they got all the sports teams.
Yeah, they have the Milwaukee Bucks in basketball.
I love the Milwaukee Brewers because it's like an overt, like, we're drinking over here.
Right.
They're like, we have a team, we can tribute anyone. They're like, beer.
Right.
And somebody's like, we can't be the Milwaukee Beers.
Well,
and they're like, let us tribute the folk that make beer.
And they all agree.
And they fucking did.
I'm glad for it. Since we've been here, I've gone to a couple Brewers games.
I would say the state lives up to the hype in all the ways.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's pretty as fuck, and they're not fucking around with cheese. There's 600 cheeses made here, Dave.
They definitely live up to the reputation.
Some guy I met at the bowling alley last night told me that the fucking state of Wisconsin consumes 10 times the amount of cheese of the normal person, Dave.
What was that guy's name?
The average American eats 27 pounds, and the people around here, 270, man.
I seriously doubt that's true.
Well, it's cows everywhere in the state, and it's all making cheese, basically, 90%.
What was that guy's name at the alley?
I don't know, but he taught me the cheeses, and he liked to be called a sconey.
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 I
bet a lot to drink. I've had it sing-sung at me in different accents in different regions so far.
It's short for Wisconsinite, so sconey.
I heard that, but it's more sing-songy with sconey. With sconey, baby.
Right.
And there seems to be some kind of, I wouldn't say healthy rivalry between the state of Illinois and the wonderful state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, there does seem to be.
I feel like they get along with Michigan okay.
Right.
But when we were visiting kind of the southern northwestern part of the state.
Yeah, where more people
we
are.
We found a lot of Minnesota Viking fans over there.
Right, well, Minneapolis is right there.
And St. Paul's right there.
Well, there's a lot to talk about with the state.
Well, let's talk about the Northwest. More hunting. And they're the ones that think that they have the best hunting.
Yeah.
There's like two Northwests of Wisconsin.
See, it's Sconey.
Well, the next time we stop at a gas station, let's fucking figure it out.
All right.
All right, so we were talking about the more populated Northwest, which is not very popular.
Well, forests and farmland.
Small towns everywhere, kind of speed trappy.
Well,
it's a trick a lot of places use, Dave.
Right, well, if we can come back to where we are, we're actually driving by a really nice beach.
Yeah, again, to reiterate, we're on like the east side.
Yeah, kind of east central Wisconsin.
And when you think of Wisconsin, you don't just like think beaches.
Yeah.
Man, they got beaches.
They definitely got beaches.
And just north of Milwaukee, like northern Milwaukee, it's posh as shit.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to wait outside the house of a professional athlete and like sniff them or get an autograph, like that's the place to do it around here.
I'm going to move on from that.
Yeah, you just focus on the road, Dave.
Right, no, we're driving along Lake Michigan right now.
Yeah, it never fucking dawned on me that the Great Lakes would have all these beaches, but they sure do.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful this time of year.
Yeah.
But I guess the winters get cold as fuck.
Man, we're happy to be here in the spring.
Now, we were talking about the regions.
Yeah, we've touched on the two northwestern areas.
They'd be Vikings up there.
Right.
Instead of cheeseheads, they got horns and shit.
Right.
Which I've been told on several occasions Vikings did not have.
Right. Well, it makes for a cool hat and logo.
They certainly punch fucking hard up there, but I don't think it's from the football.
Right. Well, we're heading towards, I guess we're in probably the eastern region of the state.
Yeah, it's not the southeast where all the people are.
Well, we're back to forests and farmland. I mean, this is a city and this feels like almost suburbs where we are right now.
We're driving through places where it looks like you'd want your kids to grow up, I think.
Absolutely. It's certainly beautiful.
Yeah, like the inland Northwest, the foliage around here is worth enduring the winter.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Well, besides Madison and Milwaukee, I would say the other regions are blue-collar as fuck.
Yeah.
And I know you are fucking itching at the wheel over there to talk about Green Bay and the Packers.
Well, it's a pretty cool story.
It is highly sports-related.
Not really, actually. So the Green Bay Packers, the NFL team.
That's footbeam.
It's football. They've been a publicly owned non-profit corporation since way back in 1923.
Oh, Davipedia loves this shit.
This is a cute neighborhood, by the way.
Yeah, Dave and I are just randomly stalking the good people of Sheboygan.
Right, well, back to the Packers.
Oh, yeah, don't let me dissuade you from your sports boner.
Well, in the NFL, the rules are for owners, though, at least one owner has to be one-third owner of the company.
So they want Richie Rich Guns.
Well, they don't want corporate entities.
But still Richie Rich Guns.
Well, the NFL governing bodies, they don't allow any other teams to do what they do in Green Bay.
And that's put cheese on their fucking heads. That's not sanitary.
No, not that.
Well, tell us, what be that?
Well, when you think about all of the cities that have NFL teams, they're all very large cities, or at least moderately large.
Or like Seattle's small.
Correct. And they, you know, they have 500,000 people or so in the city, and then, you know, 4 or 5 million around it.
Well, they're small potatoes compared to cities in Texas and Cali and New York City, right?
Well, Green Bay has like 100,000 people or something like that.
Spokane is the big city to that place.
But they have an NFL team, and they've had this kind of thing going on since 1923.
And the thing is,
they're owned by 537,460 stockholders.
More than five times the amount of people that live in the city own stocks in their team.
And there's over 5 million shares of stocks, and I guess they sell it every once in a while.
So it's like Wisconsin owned as fuck.
It's very much so the people's team.
And they got to compete against Richie Rich Cunts, and they've won some Super Bowls, right?
They absolutely have. For the first stocks in 1923 were like $5.
Chris, what's that in today's inflation? And also, can it be traded in cheeses?
I don't know about the cheeses, but $300 was the price in 2021 for stocks.
Fucking bro, and I guess it's one of the hardest things to do in the entire world is to get in your lifetime a season ticket to the motherfucking Green Bay game.
Yeah, people were talking about waiting whole generations.
I do have to say this, though. In Washington, especially on the west side, there were Seahawk-themed weddings.
There still are.
But I get the vibe there is an industry based around Green Bay Packer-themed weddings.
Yeah.
And we've met a few people where that shit came up.
Yeah, it did.
All right, you done with your Packer story?
A lot of sports fans know about that, but you do feel like a community ownership of the team a bit here.
Yeah, speaking of that, we are in a very nice neighborhood.
There's some very cool homes.
Yeah, a lot of these homes were like, do not box it.
Right.
And the box people were like, we gotta box a lot of it.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of really nice houses in this trip.
Yeah, there's some dudes throwing down with like cheese castles around here.
Right, well, there's still some regions left to talk about.
Yeah, and it really is an expansive beauty of a state. Damn, look at that house.
Yeah.
If we saw Sheboygan's Batman building, that's fucking where his fucking house is.
Right.
That means we're probably driving over his underground lair right now.
Okay.
You know Badger Man's gonna have a badger hole all decked out under his house.
Is that how things work?
It's right across the street from the Great Lake, Dave. That way he can have a badger boat that comes out of his little badger hole.
That probably makes all the sense.
Right. And we didn't really make it too far into the lower east part of the state.
No, we had some dinner down there, though.
Yeah, brat, beer, and cheese, baby. That is the dish of the day, every day down here for me.
Yeah, they do love brats. There's a couple big companies that make brats down here.
But we're talking about the lower east part. So what would would you say?
There's Lake Winnebago and Oshkosh around there.
Real honest, the vibe I get from there is kind of like wearing camo to church a lot.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
If I had to guess, it was probably pretty high per capita compared to the nation.
Well, we were just down there for a day.
I think I might have nailed that one, Dave.
Yeah, and by the way, I think it's Johnsonville that makes the brats that's very popular around here.
Right, well, let's not forget about these regions, Dave. There's like central Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's like 500,000 people in that region.
I would say their claim to fame there that I gathered was they like their water parks.
Yes, they do.
The claim is number one in the world for water parks.
Right, well, I think Stevens Point was the largest city there.
Yeah, small town vibes almost all throughout the state.
Right, yeah.
What I mean to say is redneck as fuck.
Okay.
But I'm trying to mean that in a loving way.
Right, well, again, we're driving through just a cool neighborhood.
Why do all these houses look like that? These are not boxes.
I think there's a lot of Norwegian style in a lot of these.
I'm not trying to learn that much, Dave. Calm down.
I'm not sure exactly, but there's something going on here that does kind of like...
There's a bougie kind of neighborhood we're in right now, Dave.
Looks really well made.
This neighborhood screams that they have a school system that has a French club that serves crepes in the morning and fucking baguettes during the day, bitches.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking they're selling that shit to the children with the... I don't know, Dave.
Talking about Scandinavian things.
I was just saying, it looks like they got good schools around here, and they probably serve, like, real French bread, Dave, that comes with, like, sandwich meat in it.
Okay.
And a slice of cheese that's so French it hates you.
I should mention that we spend a lot of this week at the bars.
Gotta see them all, Dave. It's for science.
And the state of Wisconsin is third in overall bars number-wise.
Yeah, but that's behind California and New York, who are massive.
God, it's awesome. Per capita, they fucking destroy.
In total numbers, they beat Florida and Texas.
Now, these might be Tim numbers. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, not to be telling tales out of church or while we're driving down the church, but...
Yeah, speaking of that, there's a church right there.
Well, I just wanted to say that 12 of the top 20 cities that kind of are, like, whatever ranking most drunken means.
Well, I saw that.
We've driven through them in this trip.
Yeah.
Well, what'd we forget, man?
Right. Well, there's just kind of the western region of Wisconsin.
And it's farm as fuck.
Now, the western region, like a lot of regions, claim to have the best cows and cheese.
And there's over 1 million cows in this fucking state.
Oh, we saw the cheese map.
That's right. They planted cheese fucking seeds, and they've grown fruits, baby.
Okay.
It's not limited to one region.
It's certainly not, no.
What else would you say about the west?
Well, it's, again, small town vibes, probably low crime.
Brats and beers as fuck.
Yeah.
I've noticed if they don't want to be Green Bay fans, they wave that fucking Badger flag, Dave.
Yeah, well, it was a very good school.
They have, like, their own sports lore around here, too. People I've never heard of that are, like, the greatest basketball player that ever lived.
Right, well, do you pay attention to basketball?
On the occasionals.
Well, they've had several great basketball players, but, you know, Frank Kaminsky.
That guy at the bowling alley told me all about him in cheese.
Well, Kaminsky led the Badgers to 4 straight Final Four appearances.
You just got sports.
Right, well, as far as basketball goes, there's quite a few. Michael Finley was no slouch.
Sports me again, Dave. Check out these boxes.
Those look like pretty high-end apartments.
They're bougie boxes across the street from what looks like a building that wants to be a PlayStation 5.
Okay, I'd say more PlayStation 4. It's laying down on its...
I don't know. Whatever. Shut up.
All right, well, I think we talked about all the regions.
Well, to recap, west, forest and farm as fuck.
Yeah.
Central, water parks.
Right.
The lower east, I'd say more farms and...
Yeah, Oshkosh, some cool places.
But there's a good chance the people at the congregations in those churches will blend into a forest situation.
Right, there was a lot of camo.
But they got cheese, Dave.
Right, well, like the eastern part of the state.
That's the cheesehead central.
Yeah, hardworking place, lots of shipbuilders.
Beaches on the Great Lakes.
Yeah, and then the northwest was really cool.
It felt like it might be eastern Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they got the best deer hunting in the world. Fight a guy.
Right, and then there's the Madison-Milwaukee area.
There's some really nice parts, and then there's really nice parts in the city, and then there's, you know, city problems.
Yeah, we were told all about the problems, yeah.
We were also told about, you know, University of Wisconsin pumping out a lot of tech jobs.
Yeah, there's some pretty cutting-edge technology being done in this state.
I think they might be creating vortices here, Dave.
Don't start. I don't want to do this again.
You felt the Wisconsin VTech, Dave. I'm loosely calling it the cheese techs. Well, Dave, we should tell the good people about Summerfest. Fuck me.
Oh, it's pretty crazy.
And it's located where the water parks are.
Something like 800,000 people come to this annual concert.
It is the nation that you live in if you live in old Uncle Sam land.
Yeah.
It is our largest festival and lasts like a week. It has like 200 acts.
Yeah, would have been fun to see.
Did I mention that central Wisconsin has water parks, Dave?
They do have Noah's Ark, which I think is the largest water park in the country.
You know, for some reason, that does seem kind of on brand for a state that has the highest population per capita of beer drinking folks.
Okay.
Let's build boxes and big-ass fucking slides, Dave.
Okay.
And make the slides run with beer and cheese, bitch.
Right, well, I think we've covered all the regions.
Yeah.
And we're kind of...
We've seen a lot.
Driving through an outskirt of town, I think, here.
Watch out, Dave. I think that's the fuzz.
Okay.
I feel like we've learned a lot of important knowledge about the state since we've been here.
Yeah, it's been a blast, really, and very beautiful.
I feel like a lot of the state can be summed up with a lot of B words, Dave.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, let me throw some at you, Dave, and see what you think.
Okay.
So the easy ones are beer and brats.
Right.
I'd also say baby bovine beverage.
Right, milk.
I'm gonna throw beaches in there.
Definitely.
I'll say beautiful in there, because we've driven through a lot of beautiful places.
Absolutely.
To keep with my bee kind of theme, I would say balls, Dave.
You did get knocked the fuck out, didn't you?
I'm talking about bean balls, Dave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But also, I need to throw a BA in there, bowling alleys.
I would say bowling is more popular here than most places.
I see why people like it when you whoop a guy's ass.
Right.
Athletically while drunk.
Well, another thing unique around here is supper clubs.
There's a lot of supper clubs, man. Do they bathe each other in, like, cheese whiz or something?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, membership membership only, time for supper, you know?
We've definitely been to some really good restaurants.
Most of them inside bars, because fuck yeah, bitches.
Yeah.
And they do fucking french fries fucking awesome up here.
They are generous with the toppings.
Yeah, I'd like a small fry, and they just start stacking cheese. Oh, Dave Fuzz, Fuzz Dave.
They're pulling that guy over.
I know you're packing the ganja, bitch.
I might have a little smoke on me, I don't know.
I don't think this state even has medical marijuana yet.
I think possession of any amount is a misdemeanor.
Well, there's got to be like some jail time and shit.
I think it's up to 6 months.
Well, regardless of the law, people smoke the fuck out of weed up here, and it's pretty good.
They do, yeah.
Fuck stupid laws.
Right.
But also, watch out, Dave. That was a fuss.
We're driving the speed limit in a rental car.
Haven't you seen Breaking Bad, Dave?
I have you?
I have not, Dave.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
I have no idea, Dave. But check out the Illuminati obelisk over there.
No, don't start.
Start. We were in downtown Milwaukee. That Illuminati's all over that fucking place.
Right, well.
Here in Sheboygan, their Illuminati's represented by a fucking phallus in the sky at a strip mall. It's fine.
It's like a little clock tower.
Don't obelisk shame, Dave.
Whatever.
I think you lost the fuzz, Dave. Good job.
I'm just driving the streets.
Whatever, bitch. You come to this state and you break the law like a cunt.
I doubt I have any on me.
You smoked with the guy from the bowling alley. I saw him give you a bud, Dave.
He totally didn't, and I smoked it in the backyard of the Airbnb.
Oh, you dick cheese.
What are you talking about? I smoked it with you.
Oh, that's right. It was pretty good. It was sticky icky.
I'm actually thinking about it. You probably don't remember it that well.
I remember it being sticky and then something about an argument with a squirrel.
Yeah, it was a little yard statue of a squirrel, but yeah, that's pretty accurate.
See, I remember shit, bitch. We've had a good time in this here place.
I'd say we have, yeah.
Where are some of the highlights for you, Dave?
Oh, definitely going to a Bucks game and a couple Brewers games.
We don't want a sports, Dave.
Well, I wish Giannis Antetokounmpo was playing the night that we went, but it was still fun to see Lillard.
Basketball's a pretty cool sport to watch live.
It is, absolutely.
Baseball is an extended day at the park until it's not.
Yeah, that's fair.
Except for the second game, Dave, you kept track of the fucking pitches and shit.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun to, you know, score a game.
That's the dorkiest baseball shit I fucking have ever seen ever, Dave.
I found it very relaxing and exciting.
That sport's dorking to the extreme, man.
Right, well, I enjoyed it very much.
I thought it was interesting to learn about some of the cryptids that are kind of unique to this area.
Yeah, well, the Beast of Bay Road is kind of famous around here.
No Mongolian death worms, but they did have a hodag. Is that what it was called?
I think it was, yeah.
I think I've heard word they get Mr. Fuggles as far as here for sure. They get him in Minnesota, so they gotta get him in Wisconsin, right, Dave?
Man, whatever.
Well, another thing I learned is that this is the only state in the Union, I believe, that allows for their state bird to be Batman's sidekick, Robin.
Oh, my God.
But I do support it, man. I mean, I think dorks should get what dorks get, you know? And that's, like, good things, man. Dorks make the economy work, man.
The fuck are you talking about?
The state bird is the American Robin, Dave, and that's Batman's sidekick.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard on a podcast, and that's fucking
whatever,
wow,
Dave. I know
huge.
A factoid that'll blow your fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
There's this, like, bird or some shit that's called a muskie.
I think that's a fish.
It's a bird, Dave, and the largest one ever caught was 69 pounds, and they caught it in this fucking state, Dave.
I'm pretty sure that's a fish.
No, Dave, that's a Subaru Outback.
No, I mean a muskie.
I feel like neither one of us know what the fuck we're talking about, Dave.
I know it's definitely not a 69-pound bird.
It might be a dino bird, for all you know. Badgers might ride it.
Oh, my God.
I also learned when we were up in the Northwest that they have the biggest white-tailed deer ever hunted.
I think that's true, actually.
Well, it's definitely a higher quality factoid than a Tim factoid.
Yeah, we got some awesome direction from you, Scatcast listeners.
Yeah, we got help from Mr. Kick Dick and
Kick Dick.
Captain Dick Kicky.
Oh, yeah, he said.
We saw all the cool shit, I would say.
And there's some top-tier scat sacks out here.
Yeah, Minibug sent us in some good places.
The Melon Sweeting's out this way.
Happy all you wonderful turds were ejected from your mother's uterus into this strange, strange place that we all share.
Oh, okay.
God damn, that was a big-ass fucking truck just passing by. That guy's got, like, Optimus Prime under the hood.
As we finish this week's show, we thought we'd throw some facts at you while we're at the airport.
Yeah, we are exiting Sheboygan, aren't we?
I think we're going back to I-43.
Turn the robot on, Dave, so we can get where we're going.
No, there's a sign going here. We could go Green Bay. We're not going to Green Bay. We're going to Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, I got
to
ride in an airplane.
Yes, we do.
Boss.
Later at the place where our planes go.
Angus and Dave here, and we're at what must be called the mic around here?
Yeah, we're at the airport.
I don't care what airport it is. I'm not a fan. Excuse me, ma'am. Like, she shouldn't have a poodle in here. What the fuck?
Let me calm down.
Flans like being cows, man. Like, they figured out how to herd us people pretty good, just like the cows and all the farms we saw.
Okay.
But look around. Do you see a sheepdog? We fucking herd ourselves, Dave. That's how we do.
Okay, well, while we exit the Badger State, I thought we could spit some facts.
Don't shovel cock me, Dave.
I'm not gonna. It's gonna be basic facts.
Don't Kirk Wisconsin's hammock, bitch.
It's known as the Cheese State, the Badger State, and America's Dairyland.
Couldn't be more true.
Well, they are actually the second leading producer of dairy in the country.
Behind who? Texas?
No, behind California.
I don't think they drink cow's milk in San Francisco, Dave.
I guess California's a very big state.
Oh, look at those dudes running through the airport, man. That's an expensive fucking, like, oh, fuck, we fucked up.
Yeah.
That's their top speed. Who knows how long they've been running like that, Dave? This is a pretty big airport.
Yeah.
And so far, not nearly as Illuminati as a lot of the airports we've been in.
No, not at all.
I mean, the little purple lights make me think something's up.
I do not want to know why you think that.
Well, you see, Dave, when the scum want to show you that they're in charge.
I believe I said I don't want to know.
Whatever. Have you ever had to run through the airport, Dave?
Well, I hang out with you and you have no concept of being on time, so yeah, lots of time.
I mean, outside of our world-class, one-of-a-kind podcast.
Yikes. No, I usually am on time and I don't have to do that.
Those guys were probably on time. They were just confused because what the fuck kind of language is a fucking airport in the first place?
What are you talking about?
There's numbers and letters and things you've never fucking used a term terminal. When the fuck do you use that unless grandma's sick?
The word just means where a thing ends, like a train.
You use the word terminal when you're trying to figure out where the poor lady's cats are gonna go, Dave.
What?
Do you separate them and try and find good homes for all of them, or do you keep them together? That's all they've ever known.
The fuck are you talking about?
Well, I'm pivoting to talk about the Illuminati shit on the floors, Dave. I fucking misspoke earlier. That's some Illuminati shit right there for sure.
Are you talking about the Chili's logo?
No, I'm looking at the fucking floors, but don't get me started on Chili's, Dave.
You should not have a conspiracy about Chili's locked and ready to go.
Well, notice it's across from this Vino Volos place.
I don't want to hear this.
There's a 90% chance it's a front for the Pope's military.
What?
Yeah, it's like Order of the Dorky Hat or
the
something.
Fuck?
Yeah, they pose as fucking wine experts, but they're actually like Swiss assassins. I don't remember.
So Wisconsin is the 20th most populous and the 23rd most extensive of the 50 states in the U.S.?
When you look into the scum, Dave, all roads lead to Rome.
The state attained statehood on May 29th, 1848, becoming the 30th state to join the Union.
And I don't mean like Italy today. I mean like fucking the Rome, like fucking Rome shit.
There are four states that border Wisconsin: Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Did you know that the Roman Catholic Church owns all the observatories, Dave?
The postal abbreviation for Wisconsin is WI.
Why the fuck does the church own all the fucking observatories that look into space, Dave?
Wisconsin has 72 counties.
Maybe because they don't want you to see the firmament, Dave.
Wisconsin produces just about all the damn ginseng grown in the United States.
I heard there's like three secret popes, Dave.
Well, the Badger State is the nickname of Wisconsin and the mascot of their college.
Aluminum foil cranial cap excluded.
It's actually the University of Wisconsin.
One of them popes knows how to navigate the V-Texas, Dave.
But the Badger does not refer to the animal in this sense. It refers to the lead miners of the 1820s who traveled for work and even dug tunnels to find somewhere to sleep and stay warm.
V-Tex.
In the same way as a badger.
It's not going to be one of those things like California where their state thing is a bear and then it's like, where's all the bears? And they're like, we don't have bears.
No, it is not like that.
Right, so back to us being controlled by the Roman Empire.
Well, at the Milwaukee Public Museum, we got to see the largest woolly mammoth to ever have been excavated.
That museum went the fuck out. Let's go.
It was awesome.
There were even some spaces in there where I didn't have to read every three steps.
Right, well, we're almost to our terminal here.
Who will take the kittens?
Well, another interesting fact about Wisconsin is the highest natural point in the state is a hill and not a mountain.
They're not the only state. They shouldn't feel bad. We won't shame them.
Well, the name of the hill is Tim's Hill.
Some guy named Tim was just like mine.
That's how a lot of shit is.
Well, don't feel bad about Tim's Hill being kind of short. Mm. There's an ant hill in Kansas that's the tallest thing that nature made there.
Well, because this state was kind of like carved out by glaciers, it's made for some beautiful, breathtaking valleys, prairies, fertile farm fields, and rolling hills.
It's green as fuck out there. It's very beautiful.
Absolutely.
This airport is very airporty and full of peoples.
Now, we should probably pay attention and not podcast.
Well, you were Dave-a-pedi-ing, Dave. Do you want to Dave any more Dave, Dave?
Well, there's so many interesting things to say. It's the country's number one exporter of cranberries and sweet corn.
They can't have cheese and corn and cranberries. God damn.
There's lots of fertile soil for particular kinds of stuff.
Well, I feel like it's important on our way out of this beautiful state to mention that we got to go to the Mars Cheese Castle, Dave.
We actually didn't get to stay very long, but it was a very cool place.
It was not actually cheese, though.
With the building being made of cheese?
It felt to me like that's what they were selling, Dave.
No, it was a big castle with all sorts of cool groceries inside, including lots of cheese.
When you hear Mars Cheese Castle, aren't you going like, I'm gonna fucking take a bite out of that castle when nobody's looking?
No, that never came across my mind.
Ma'am, when you hear Cheese Castle, do you think, let's eat some Cheese Castle?
And it was the right move on her part to ignore you.
She doesn't even want to engage in Cheese Castles because she was disappointed, Dave. She brought crackers.
Well, they had all sorts of unique things that you could buy in the store that you...
In that castle's parking lot, all I saw were Illinois license plates, Dave. I think they're smuggling Wisconsin cheese down there.
You're drunk, aren't you?
Drunk like a fox.
Are you nervous to fly?
You're the one that used to be a bitch.
Yeah, and through your, like, one or two selfless acts that you've ever had, you fucking kind of helped me break through that.
Yeah, because I'm stoic as fuck, and then I fly over the motherfucking mountains of Alaska in a goddamn biplane with a guy, crazy guy with a patch over his eye fucking screaming out La Bamba fucking...
Alaska was a trip, you're right.
It's just a damn sitting in a goddamn thing so long, Dave, and we're going so fast. In a chair, that's weird.
Right, well, you can watch Netflix.
I kind of want some beer, some brats, and some fucking fries that are covered in all the fucking cheese, Dave.
Well, I think they have a few restaurants here.
I don't want Illuminati airport food, Dave. They got purple lights on.
I think they're just purple because you're wearing your sunglasses.
The scum doesn't get an inch from me.
I guess we just got through a line where a guy grabbed your dick.
TSA does it with a smile,
well,
though.
You're a sheeple like the rest of us, I guess.
Blow me, Dave. It's time to thank the Trusted Turd Triad.
Oh, yeah, Chris, John, and Bodie.
Huge love to the Trusted Turd Herders.
That's to everybody that's helped organize smearage of the scat.
Shout outs to the coordinator. Of chaos.
The Scat Wiki Guru.
Peach and Minibug for holding down whatever the fuck Reddit's up to.
Crazy shit.
That's why it's there.
There's wonderful folk like the Scat Warlock.
Paul from the motherfucking Power.
Yeah, thanks to Chrissy's.
He's Captain Dick Kicker for a reason, and he kicked the fucking dick this week.
Yeah, the whole trip.
Him and Minibug and a handful of others fucking hooked us up with all the places to eat.
Man, I didn't have to rely on Tim as much.
This was a real treat, man.
It was indeed. We saw lots of lakes and lots of forests and lots of farms.
But you know, I have a proposition for the state of Wisconsin if they want to adopt a new theme song, some kind of song that people know?
Okay, well, this will likely be edited out.
Oh, calm down, Dave. I'm talking about 99 beers on the wall.
What?
I kept seeing signs that were like, we got 99 beers on the wall. Come in.
Yeah,
and then you go in there and you're like, oh, fuck, you got way more than 99.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 99 bottles of beer on the wall. I think that's a technical term for that song.
The technical term.
Dave, look at this guy wearing the Schmedium t-shirt.
This might be your last chance to get punched in the face by another Wisconsinite.
Oh, there's always the airplane, Dave. Do you got any last facts for us about Wisconsin?
I don't know. It was pretty cool to see the world's largest six-pack in, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
The seven-foot beer cans, Dave.
Did you call me Babe?
Look at those Richie Rich cunts in the first class going up there like they're fucking awesome.
Well, Wisconsin was also the site of Sputnik's crash, the Russian satellite, the very first one in 1962.
That's a pretty good Davipedia right there. I like that one. Right. Ma'am, did you know that this state's got fucking Sputniks all over it?
Well,
she didn't want to talk about it, Dave.
I bet not.
You had us driving around looking at all the Franklin guy.
Franklin Lloyd Wright.
You want to squeeze any more out?
Wisconsin has a fascinating history, and they've had a lot of firsts here in a lot of different fields, a lot of things.
All right.
They made the first snowplow and snowmobile and even the first fucking ice cream sundae, I guess.
They got manipulating liquid the fuck down up here.
Yeah.
They got milk. They got beer. And they fuck with snow. Who knows? They probably invented caramel up in this bitch.
I don't know about that.
Well, since we're not important enough to get on the fucking plane yet, Dave, what else you got?
Well, the state of Wisconsin gave us the jump rope. It was invented there in 1960.
Is this shit about us, Dave?
No, it's about the jump rope.
I mean, airport speaker lady.
I think we got one more thing to go.
Shit, all right. Entertain me. What else you got?
Well, Wisconsin was home to the very first kindergarten in the United States.
Okay.
Now, the first successful commercial typewriter was done here, I think.
In this very airport, Dave?
There's also an interesting history, including John Dillinger and Al Capone and Babyface Nelson and all sorts of others.
Yeah, Dave, I can't hear this guy. What are you saying, sir?
I don't think he was talking to you.
Thank you, Chris, Don, and Bodie.
Okay, we're thinking thank you to all the trusted turd herders and the patrons.
Love to all you. It'd be better if I had my own helicopter right about now. I wouldn't have to wait in this fucking line for the fucking airplane.
All right, well, there's lots more to learn about Wisconsin. It's a really cool state.
But we're back to the Lilac City next week.
And thanks so much for listening.
I have carried this fucking network this week. What do I need to do? Jar next or BBC?
This has been episode 118 of The David Anger Show.
Somebody smells like BO, Dave.
Yeah, it's you. It's your fucking feet.
No, it smells like armpit, too.
No, it's you.
Piss. It's Dave.
It's Dave.
I'm Angus.
It's Dave.
We're Dave and Angus.
It's in the Dave and Angus Show. Right now, let's go.
Poopy Bob, wake up.
What?
Poop, wake up.
I'm fucking talking to you. What do you want?
What was the name of that 80s movie with the Sasquatch in it?
Why are you waking me up to ask me that? You have your phone right in front of you.
I got you right next to me. What is it?
Leave me alone. I'm going to bed.
What's the point of having a Davipedia next to me if I can't abuse it?
I'm going back to sleep. Fuck you.
Dave, come on.
No, if I tell you what it is, you'll just keep asking me more.
Come on, it had like Lithgow. John Lithgow?
No,
Billy?
It's Harry and Henderson's. Now, leave me alone.
Harry and Henderson's. I knew it.
Let me go back to sleep.
Dave, what's your favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movies?
Because I'm tired. I'm sitting in an uncomfortable airplane. I want to just go to sleep.
What number's Time Cop?
Oh my god, I don't know.
Is it number one? Because that's probably where it should be.
Sure, it's number one.
Although there's an argument for Bloodsport, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's probably a tie between Cyborg and Kickboxer and Lionheart and Death Warrant and Double Impact and Universal Soldier and Nowhere to Run and Hard Target and then Sudden Death.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, of course, Maximum Risk and Double Team and Knockoff and Legionnaire and Universal Soldier The Return, which was pretty fucking good, Dave. And then there's a tier which includes Inferno, Replicant, The Order, Derailed, and Hell, Second in Command, The Hard Core, Until Death, Dave. Remember that shit? You remember that shit.
You just leave me the fuck alone.
Would you rather be a toaster or a can opener?
You listen to the whole thing.
Bing.
Bang.
Wow.
You counted the balls and strikes, Dave.
I did.
At a baseball game where they do that for you.
They do.
For some reason, that seems like an intricate way for you to kiss ass, Dave.
Blow it out your ass.